In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're going to continue what we've discovered at this point is Jesus really speaking to us, telling us how his heart is on fire with love, so that we can begin to live this abundant life. And our Lady saying the same thing, that she wants us to enter into this new and divine way of holiness that God is calling us to, which Pope St. John Paul II said we were going to enter into. I remember being at St. Honorable de Francia's canonization. I was good friends with the postulator of the cause, and he got me real close to the Holy Father on that day. And John Paul II said, we are now going to enter a new and divine way of holiness. As he was talking about this great gift, it's a new and divine way of holiness that we're going to enter into. So Jesus says, you know, come to me and I will give this to you. Our Lady says, come to me and I will teach you how to live this life of Jesus, this true life of Mary. And what the saints have taught us of how to do the will of God, but to live in the will of God, no one has ever taught that before. So St. Honorable de Francia said, how do we get this to the people? How do we get this? And she said to Louisa, ask Jesus what he wants, and Jesus gave it to her. He dictated to her, and she wrote everything down as a letter to humanity, and then a letter of Our Lady to humanity. And then Father Nibali said to her, what do you have to say? You're the first one to live this life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. See, Adam possessed the universal life, and when he lost it, Jesus and Mary come to earth 4,000 years later to give this universal life back to humanity. This universal life is the Catholic life. There's not going to be many religions. There's not going to be many denominations. There's going to be one church, one flock, one shepherd. The dream of Jesus is going to happen. And so what Louise is going to tell us is, from a human perspective, we heard it from the divine perspective. We heard it from Jesus. Now we heard it from Mary. Now it's from Louisa. So she says to Jesus, open this current between the divine will and the human will, and paint with the brush of your creative hand all those divine lineaments upon our souls, which we lost by withdrawing from the divine will. When Adam said, no, I'm going to do it my way, This divine life was gone. Now think about it. The priest puts the drop of water into the chalice every day, and he says, may we share in the divinity of Christ. This is what Jesus is saying to us now. I want you to enter into this divinity. Not just to be about, it's not being about good and holy and saintly. That's what the saints have taught us. But now to enter in a new and divine way of holiness, as Pope St. John Paul II said, which is to enter into this abundant life. So she says, your will, your volition, will paint in us that freshness which never grows old, that beauty which never fails, that light which is never overshadowed, that grace which always grows, that divine love which always burns and is never extinguished. Holy volition, holy divine will, make your way. You make the way to make yourself known. Manifest to everyone who you are and the great good that you, God, want to give to all of humanity, so that attracted and raptured by such a great good, all of humanity may become the prey of your will. And thus, you will be able to reign freely on earth as you do in heaven. That's what's coming. Therefore, Louisa says, I pray to you that you may write all the knowledges that you have manifested to me, Louisa, on the divine will, and may every word, every saying, and every effect and knowledge of the divine will be to those who will read this, who will hear this, that them be darts and arrows, which will wound them and make them fall at your feet to receive you with open arms, to make you reign in their hearts. We see the wounding of St. Teresa of Lisieux, St. Teresa of Avila, the wounding of St. Catherine of Siena, the wounding. They were wounded with arrows of love. Jesus, Luisa says, do this for all of humanity. Let humanity begin to embrace this love, this light, this love of God in the divine will. So he says, so to the many prodigies of your will, work this one as well, that they know you, Jesus, that they may not make you pass on. No, may they open the doors to you, Jesus, to receive you, Jesus, to make you reign. And this little newborn of the divine will asks this of you, Jesus. If you have wanted the sacrifice for me with so much insistence of your manifesting the secrets that you have communicated to me, this is what you're going to find in the Book of Heaven. On your divine will, I want another one from you. That as the divine will is known, the divine will works this prodigy, that the divine will take its place of triumph and reign in the hearts that know the divine will. This alone do I, Luisa, ask of you, O my Jesus. I ask you nothing else. I want nothing but the requital of my sacrifice, that your volition be known and reign with its full dominion. Now, Luisa did not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. And this is what Jesus, when she was in her teens, Jesus said to Luisa, Luisa, go to bed and stay there. Now, Luisa was walking at that time. And she says, if this is what you want, this is what I want. And she went to bed and never got out of bed. I mean, she got out of bed when they were moving her from place to place, but she stayed in bed for the rest of her life. And then Jesus said to her, no more eating. Don't eat anymore. And she stopped eating. Now, she said no more drinking. She stopped drinking. And then no more sleeping. And she stopped. Now, when we think of that, well, then God gave her the grace not to sleep. God gave her the grace not to eat. God gave her. No, he said, you're going to struggle with this. And when you read her writing, she says, Lord, I'm falling asleep. I'm falling asleep. Keep me awake. You know, you want me to stay awake. And see, Jesus, when he asks us things, and he asks all of us things to do, it's difficult. And he wants to see whether or not we can do this. Now, who could have done what Luisa did? I don't know any human. Like Jesus said to Luisa at the end of her life, no one has gone through what I've put you through. Why did Jesus do this with Luisa? It's like taking clay and crushing it down and reforming the clay. He's saying to Luisa, you're going to be the model that everyone's going to follow. Now, we don't have to go through what Luisa went through. We have to give up our misery. We have to give up our worry, our fear, our anxiety, our complaints, our negativity, our sin. That can't be part of us anymore. That's what Jesus teaches us, to say fiat in all situations. So he says, she says, this I ask you. I ask you nothing else. I want nothing but the requital of my sacrifice, that your will be known and reign with its full dominion. Dominion. You know, my love, how great has been my sacrifice, my interior struggles, unto feeling myself die. And she died every day. This is the Luisa said to Jesus, if I'm going to die every day, can I go to heaven? Can I end this life? Because she participated in this beatific vision. Wait till you see. This is not an apparition. This is not a locution. This is not a vision. What Luisa is going through. The church is going to explain to us what this is, but it's not what the saints went through. Luisa went through something completely different. And you're going to discover that as you read. She says, you know, my love, how great has been my sacrifice, my interior struggles, unto feeling myself die, but for your love and to obey your representative on earth, that was her priest, her spiritual director, I have submitted myself to all. Therefore, I want the prodigy to be great. Now, this is Luisa. This is her boldness. She says, I want the prodigy of what's going to happen to be great. that they come to know your sayings, your speaking of your will, that they may, their souls may be enraptured, enchained and attracted more than by a powerful magnet, that they may make the divine fiat reign, which you, Jesus, with so much love, want to reign upon earth. So here Luis is saying, I want a great prodigy to occur. I mean, you're asking me to help do a lot of things. Okay, you're asking me. I said yes. Now I'm going to ask you, let this be magnificent. It's greater than what she wanted, because this is what God wants. And if you please, my life, my love, my light, before these writings come to the light of day, go through the hands of your brothers and sisters and mine. Ah, bring your little newborn of your will back into your celestial fatherland. Ah, do not give me this pain that I should be spectator of our secrets that become known by other creatures. If you have given me the first pain, spare me the second, but always not my will, but your will be done. Now a word to all of you who will read these writings. Now, Luis is speaking to us. I pray you, I supplicate you to receive with love that which Jesus wants to give you, that is his most holy divine will he wants to give you. But to give you his, he wants your human will. Otherwise, it will not be able to reign. If you only knew how much Jesus, my love, wants to give each of you this greatest gift that exists both in heaven and earth, which is his most holy divine will. Oh, now Luisa knows what Jesus and Mary went through. She knows what they went through. She says very, very clearly, oh, how many bitter tears Jesus shed, because Jesus sees that by living with your human will, you drag the ground. You drag on the ground. You're sickly. You're impoverished. You are not capable of maintaining a good resolution. Let's just think of your New Year's resolution. How long does your New Year's resolution last? How about Lent? How going 40 days, which you promise, how long does it last? Do you know why? Luisa says, because Jesus' holy divine will does not reign in you yet. Oh, how Jesus cries and sighs over your lot. In sobbing, Jesus prays you to make his volition reign in you. Jesus wants to exchange your fortune. He, from sickly to healthy, from poor to rich, from weak to strong, from mutable to immutable, from slaves to kings. It's not about great penances that he wants from you, or long prayers, or anything else, but Jesus wants his will to reign in you, and that your human will no longer have life. Think about when you go to confession. He doesn't want that. Bless me, Father, for I've sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. He says, I don't want that life in you any longer. I want you to have Jesus's life in you, Mary's life in you, the new Adam and the new Eve. So what do we do on Holy Saturday night? We say, oh, happy fall of Adam. Why are we happy about this life? Because in exchange, we got Jesus's life and Mary's life. Oh, happy fall of Adam. See, what's coming is it's a new and abundant life that's coming upon the earth. Never before seen. The saints had glimpses. But what's coming upon the earth is the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which Jesus wants to give to us. She says, for pity's sake, listen to Jesus. She says, I am ready. Oops, my computer almost went out. I am ready to give my life for each of one of you. So Luisa said to Jesus often, Jesus, I will die for every person. I will physically die for every person so that they can have this gift. She was willing to do that. And she did. As a matter of fact, Jesus, she went through the crucifixion every day, you know, and she died and came back to life. When we hear about reborn, it's not once. Reborn is constant. It's this rebirth into sharing in divinity, to be divinized, spiritualized and divinized. That's what Jesus says. That's what Saint, when you read the letter of Saint Peter, he says, we are called to be divinized. not to become gods, but to be in God's image and likeness. That's what's coming. Now, it's not just being good and holy and saintly like the saints, but to share in divinity. The priest puts a drop of water to share in divinity. That's what Jesus is getting. She says, for pity's sake, listen to him. I'm ready to give my life for each and every one of you to suffer whatever pain, provided that you open the doors of your soul to grant that the divine will of my Jesus reign and triumph over all human generations. Now, Our Lady said to Father Gobi, she said to Father Gobi that the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary will begin in Mexico City. And then in 1997, she said to Father Gobi, everything's completed. Well, how can it be completed? What happened? In 1996, the writings of Luisa came out. What's the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary? Her children become like her son. That's what's coming. A new era is begun. He says, open the doors of your soul to grant that the divine will of my Jesus reign and triumph over all human generations. And then she says, now I invite all, come with me to the Garden of Eden. You're gonna experience this. In the divine will, there's no time or space. In the divine will, Jesus says, I give the gift of bilocation to my children. It's not the bilocation of the saints. It's Jesus takes us where he wants to take us. You're going to experience this. So she says, come with me into the Garden of Eden. Come where our origin had its beginning, where the supreme being created Adam, making Adam king, gave Adam a kingdom to dominate. The kingdom was the whole universe, but his scepter, his crown, his command came from the depth of his soul, in which resided as dominating king, the divine fiat of God. That's where his command came from. Jesus says the Trinity reigned when the rule of God, the breath of God breathed into the dust. What came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. He, Adam, was king. So what happens when he fell? Jesus comes as Christ the King. Mary comes as Queen of Heaven and Earth. The new Adam and the new Eve are here. Jesus wants to show us what he is redoing, recreating, regenerating, what he's going to do. And he says the dominating King, the divine fiat, which was reigning in him, constituted the true royalty in Adam. Adam's garments were royal, more refulgent than the sun. Adam's acts were noble. Adam's beauty was enrapturing. God loved Adam so much that he played with Adam and called Adam my little king and son. All was happiness, all was order, all was harmony. God wants to do that with each and every one of us. He says to Luisa, I want my children of the divine will to become my divine masterpieces for me. I want to delight in my divine masterpieces. God is going to do this. He's going to do this. If we say, well, it's not going to happen to me, God says it can't happen to you. You've already said no to God. Our yes has to be like our lady's yes. When the angel said, you're going to be the mother of God, she says, how can this be? She says, I've promised a life of virginity, vowed a life of virginity. I'm not going to know man. How can I become the mother? And the angel said, through the power of the Holy Spirit. And she says, let it be done as you say. How can I please God? Through the power of the Holy Spirit, let it be done to me as you say. That docility is what God is looking for. That surrender is what God looks for in each soul. So he can make of us his divine masterpiece, not ours. So he says this. He says his garments were royal, more than refulgent than the sun. His acts were noble. His beauty was enrapturing. God loved him so much that he played with him and he called him my little king and my son. All was happiness, all was order, all was harmony. Adam, our first father, betrayed himself. He betrayed his kingdom. And by doing his human will, he embittered his creator, who had so exalted and loved him. Adam lost his kingdom, the kingdom of the divine will, in which everything had been given to him. The doors of the kingdom were closed to Adam, and God withdrew to himself the kingdom given to Adam. You don't want it? Okay, so what happens? Jesus said, I saw the devil fall to earth. He said, basically, you don't want me. You don't want paradise. You want the earth. So Jesus is saying to us, now, may your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. He's given to humanity this desire to call the kingdom, which is the Our Father. It's the only thing that Jesus taught. He's taught us how to begin to live this abundant life. So Jesus, Louisa says, now I must tell you a secret. And again, there's many secrets. There's many promises. There's many manifestations. There's many truths in the book of heaven. Every page is filled with them. And as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, what happens is God is continually expanding your capacity to know him and to love him more. So she says this, God, in withdrawing himself, the kingdom of the divine will, he did not say, I will no longer give it back to mankind, but he kept it on reserve, waiting the future generations, us, to assail us with surprising graces, with dazzling lights, which were to eclipse the human will, which caused us to lose the kingdom so wholly. And with such attraction of admirable and prodigious knowledge of the divine will as to make us feel the necessity, the desire to put aside our human will, which makes us unhappy, and to hurl ourselves into the divine will as our permanent kingdom. When you read the book of heaven, every day you're happy. When I meet somebody who says, I'm in the divine will, you go, you're in the divine will, good. And they're miserable. I say, you're not reading. If you're reading every day, you're happy every day. Jesus is speaking to you every day. He's expanded your capacity to learn more about God each day. And this goes on for all eternity. It will never end. As Thomas Aquinas says, we're going to enter into the beatific vision, which will be the awe of God. Each day, when God reveals, he is so beautiful. He's so holy. He's so perfect. He's so loving that when he reveals himself, we're in awe of God. That's going to be for all eternity. Never ending awe. Therefore, Jesus says this. He says, therefore, the kingdom of the divine will is ours. Louisa says this. The kingdom of the divine will is ours. Take courage. Be courageous. The first words of John Paul II when he was Pope was, do not be afraid. Don't be afraid. The first words of Pope Benedict were, you must be courageous. You know, what did Joan of Arc say when she says, I was born for this time, a 16-year-old girl leading an army and defeating another army. I was born for this time. We are born for this time. Don't listen to the doom and gloomers. We were born for this time. Get to know Jesus in a way that the saints only dreamed of. Get to know Mary in a way that the saints only, they got a slight grasp of her. God wants us to understand each day more and more. He wants to be known. He wants to be loved. He wants to be possessed. Courage. The supreme fiat awaits us. The supreme fiat calls us. The supreme fiat presses us to take possession of it. Who would be so bold? Who would be so perfidious as to not listen to its call and not accept so much divine happiness? Only we must leave the miserable rags of our human will, our mourning garments, our of slavery into which this human will has cast us, to clothe ourselves as kings and queens to adorn ourselves with divine ornaments. This is the divine, divine masterpiece that he's going to make of us. Go into a museum. There's masterpieces, masterpieces, masterpieces. We have different irises, different fingerprints, different voices, sight, heights. He says, I love your uniqueness. What I'm going to give to you, I can give to no one else. He's asking us to enter into this love of God, to begin to possess God. See, the saints were to know, love, and serve God by doing the will of God. Jesus is teaching us how to know, love, and possess God, mutual possession. Why? Because he calls heaven the wedding feast. The wedding feast. That's why a lot of people wear their wedding ring. Because Jesus is proposing to us. He's asking us to be his bride. He came to earth for his bride. Yes, he's going to marry the church collectively, but he says to Louisa, I'm going to marry each person individually as if they had their own Jesus for themselves. No one else can have you can love God more than any other human. No one can love God the way you love God. We have to learn how to fall in love with God. That's what the book of heaven is all about. Every day, Jesus is speaking to us, leading us, guiding us, directing us, teaching us. So Louisa says this, therefore I appeal to all, I do not believe that you will not want to listen to me. Did you know this? Louisa says, I am a little child. I am the smallest of all creatures. Jesus said, the greatest man born of woman is John the Baptist. But the least in the kingdom, that's Louisa, is greater than him. John fulfills the prophecy of the Old Testament. Louisa, she was the precursor of the second, the coming of the coming of Christ. Louisa is the precursor of the third fiat. The first fiat was fiat lux, let there be light, and the universe was created. The second fiat was fiat mihi, and the incarnation took place. And he was the precursor of the incarnation, the second fiat, and now the third fiat. She is the precursor of the third fiat. She says, listen to me. I do not believe that you will not listen to me. That's her job. She says that by locating myself in the divine will together with Jesus, I will come as the little one onto your lap. And I will knock at your hearts with moanings and tears to ask you as a little beggar for your rags, your mourning garments, your unhappy volition, to give it to Jesus in order that he burn it all, to give you anew his will. He will return to you his kingdom. He will return to you his happiness. The whiteness of his royal garments is going to give back to you. Adam was naked because he lost the clothing of divinity. The priest was a drop of water in the chalice. May we share in the divinity of Christ. God is going to give this back to us. If you only knew that what the will of God means, this encloses heaven and earth. And if we are with the divine will, everything is ours. Everything lends from us. On the contrary, if we are not with the divine will, everything is against us. And if we have something, we are only true robbers of our creator. We sustain ourselves by means of frauds and rapine. Therefore, if you want to know the divine will, read the book of heaven. Read these pages. And in them, you will find the balsam for the wounds that the human will has cruelly inflicted upon us. A new air that's all divine. A life all celestial. See, that's what's coming. It's here for those who want it. You will feel heaven in your soul. You will see new horizons, new suns, and often you will find Jesus with his countenance bathed in tears because he wants to give you his will. He cries because Jesus wants to see you happy, and seeing you unhappy, Jesus sobs and sighs and prays for the happiness of his children. And he's asking you for your human will. to snatch it from you, your unhappiness. He offers you his as the confirmation of the gift of the kingdom. Therefore, Luisa says, I appeal to all, and I make this appeal together with Jesus, with his own tears, with his ardent sighs, with his heart that burns, that wants to give its fiat. From within the fiat, we come forth. It has been given, it has given us life, and it is just that our obligation and duty to return into this divine fiat. This is our dear and interminable heritage. So she says, and in the first place, I, Luisa, appeal to the highest hierarch, to the Roman pontiff, to his holiness, to his representative of the Holy Church, and therefore the representative of the kingdom of the divine will. And at the Pope's holy feet, this tiny little child places the kingdom so that the Pope dominate it and make it known. And with his paternal and authoritative voice, the Pope calls his sons, his priests, to live in this kingdom so holy. So the first thing is to the Supreme Fiat. Now listen to what she says. It's very important that you hear what Luisa says about this. She says, may the son of the Supreme Fiat, invest the Pope, form the first son of the divine volition in its representative on earth, and forming its primary life in the Pope, who is the head of the church. It will spread its interminable rays to all the world, eclipsing all the world with its light, and it will form one flock, one shepherd, one church. That's what's coming. Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about a thing. Everything is in God's hands. God is going to do this. Our job is to live the peace, the joy, the happiness, knowing that our God is going to take care of this. The second appeal, he says, Luisa says, I make to all priests, prostrate at the feet of each one of them, I pray and implore the priests to interest themselves in knowing the divine will. Take your first movement, your first act from the divine will, rather, and clothe yourselves in the fiat, and you will feel how sweet and dear its life is. Draw from the fiat all your workings, and you will feel a divine strength in you and a voice that always speaks, that will always say admirable things to you that you have never heard. These are the secrets, Jesus says, the treasures of the Holy Spirit. You will feel a light that it will eclipse all your evils, and eclipsing the peoples will give you the dominion over them. How many laborers do you priests do without fruit? Because the life of my divine will is lacking. You have broken the bread for the peoples without the leaven of the fiat. And therefore, in eating it, they have found the bread hard, almost indigestible, and not feeling the life in themselves. They do not submit to your teachings. Therefore, you priests, eat this bread of the divine fiat. And thus you have sufficient bread to give to the peoples. And thus you will form with all one single life, one single will. And then she says, the third appeal I make to all of humanity, to the entire world. For you are my brothers and sisters and my children. We have Mother Angelica. You have Mother Teresa. You have Mother Gabriel of the Benedictine Oblates of the Divine Will. Luisa says, I'm your mother. Wait till you get into this. Wait till you hear what Jesus is doing. You're gonna delight in this. She says, do you know why I am calling everyone? Because I want to give to everyone the life of the divine will. This is more than air that we all breathe. It is a sun which we can all receive the good of the light. It is the palpitation of the heart that wants to be in every human being. And as a little baby, I, Luisa, yearn for you to take the life of the fiat. Oh, if you knew how many goods you would receive, you would consume your life to make it rain all in you, in all of you. In this tiny one wants to tell you another secret that Jesus confided to her. And I will tell you it so that you will give me your human will. And in exchange, you will receive that of God, which will make you happy both in soul and in body. Do you know why the earth does not produce? Why in various points of the earth, the ground opens frequently with earthquakes and buries in its bosom cities and persons? Why the wind and the water form storms that devastate all, so that other evils that you all know? Because created things possess a divine will that dominate them. And therefore, they are powerful and dominating. They are more noble than we. We're the fallen ones. We have been redeemed, but we're not sanctified yet. We, on the contrary, are dominated by a human will and degraded, and therefore we are weak and impotent. If for our fortune we put aside our human will and will take the life of the divine will, we too shall become strong and dominating. Again, dominating. This, it's not by chance that we've heard about this dominant, you know, this what's happened this whole 2 years, what's been going on. It's a new era that's coming. We are going to dominate. We will be brothers with all created things, which not only will no longer trouble us, but will give us dominion over them. And we shall be happy in time and eternity. Aren't you? Are you not content? So Luis is saying this. I'm going to teach you about something that you've never heard about. And she's telling us. The kingdom of God in us on earth as it is in heaven. Aren't you content? Then she says, therefore, hurry. Listen to this poor little one who loves you so very much. Listen to Louisa. Listen. Read what Jesus told her. Read what Mary told her. Begin to live this life. And then she says, I shall be very content. And I shall be able to say to all my brothers and sisters, we are kings, we are queens, because all possess the life of the divine will. Therefore, take courage, all of you take courage, be courageous, respond to my appeal, Louisa says. And I yearn much for, much the more for all to respond to me in chorus to the appeal, because it is not I alone who praised you, but united to me is my sweet Jesus with tender and moving voice. And many times, even crying, he says to you, take for your life my will, come into its kingdom. Furthermore, Luisa says, you must know this, that the first to pray to the Heavenly Father, that his kingdom come and that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, was our Lord Jesus Christ in the Our Father. And then transmitting his prayer to us, he appealed and prayed to all to ask, your will be done, Lord. Heavenly Father, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. The love of Jesus is such, for he wants to give you his kingdom, his fiat, that every time you recite the Our Father, he runs to say together with you, my Father, it is I, Jesus, who ask you for my sons, my daughters, hurry. Therefore, the first to pray is Jesus himself. And then you also ask for it in the Our Father. Therefore, he sees Jesus, Luisa says, do you not want such a great good? And then she says, I want to say to you one last word. You must know that the yearnings, the sighs, the anxieties of this little child, Luisa, to see you all in the kingdom of the divine will, to see you all happy, to make Jesus smile, are such in seeing the yearnings and the deliriums of the tears of Jesus and Mary, who wants to give you this kingdom of his fiat. If Luisa is not successful through her prayers, she says, with her tears, she wants to succeed with the caprices both of Jesus as well as those of you. Therefore, everyone listen to this little tiny one. Do not make her sigh anymore. Tell me, please. This is what we say to Luisa. So be it. So be it. We all want the kingdom of the divine will. Again, this was written in 1924 under the direction of St. Honorable de Francia. And this went to all the world. This is why one of the first nations that embraced this was Germany. And that's why Father Bede in a Benedictine from Bavaria, where Cardinal Ratzinger was from, Pope Benedict was from, I just know when this is what I believe, that Father Bede saw these two young boys come in, and he goes, there's something about these guys, and gave them more than likely the Virgin Mary and the kingdom, and said, read this. And here, because I'll tell you, when I met Cardinal Ratzinger at that time, he was so happy that we were there copying the writings of Luisa in the secret archives of the Vatican. He was so happy. Again, don't worry about anything. Great things are coming. They're very close. Listen to, again, Our Lady of Revelation, 40 days after Luisa died. Remember, when Jesus rose from the dead, 40 days later, he ascended into heaven. When Luisa died, 40 days after Luisa died, Our Lady descended to earth and said, time is over. Time is over. This era is over. I know there's a lot of doom and gloom. We have to rejoice. We have to, as Jesus said to Luisa, I rose from the dead so that humanity would rise from misery. We have to live this abundant life. This is what Jesus is asking. Read, study, put this into practice. If you don't have you can go to luisapicaretta.me. Anything and everything on that is yours. It's download it. It's everything is yours. As you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, your happiness is going to reach such a level that you're going to say, this is it. I mean, you're going to say, God can do no more than this. God has to do this. He has to give us his human will. That's our God. He's gratuitous. He's constantly giving. He can't stop. I mean, just think about it. For all eternity, we're going to be in the presence of our Lord, our Savior, our Master, our King, our God. And he's going to reveal to us who he is and who we are. Okay? He says that to Luisa. The greatest thing I can teach someone is who I am and who they are. We are nothing. God is everything. We are weak. He is strong. We are little. He is magnificent. Yeah, it's not to say we're bad, but how great he is. The greatest gift that Jesus I can give is show you who you are, nothing, and who he is, everything. So that's what the divine will does. As you read, as you study, as you put this into practice, great things are happening. And we'll end with a prayer, and then we'll have some questions. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa. And we pray for all the little children, the holy divine will, that they become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.